Okay, today's daf is Demai Daf Ayin. Demai Daf Ayin, and we are into the 70s. Daf Ayin and Mesechas Demai. We have a week left to, Rav Hashem, this Mesechta Ayin Zayin, 77 daf here. And we are on the top of Ayin Amar Aleph. The daf is sponsored, as this Mesechta Shem is sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel, Avram and Dvorah Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. And we're in the middle. We left over the question. Left off with a cliffhanger, so to speak. Reish Lakish asked two questions to Rabbi Yochanan, his Rebbe, his brother-in-law, and the second question was answered. The first question was not answered. What were the questions that Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan? Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, first of all, how do you understand the Mishnah in Maseches Me'ilah? That is question number one. What was the Mishnah in Maseches Me'ilah? How do you understand the Seifa? The Mishnah quoted a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. If you remember, on Daf Chaf Aleph, the Gemara quoted it on Amud Aleph, when a person says, Pruta shal hektish, shenafla letoch hakis, osh amar pruta bikis, hazeh hektish, if somebody says, if a pruta of hektish fall into a bag of money, or if I say, there is a pruta in here, so then there's a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva says, any one that you take out, you violate the Isra of Me'ilah, Kivan Shahotzi Arishona Ma'al, and the Chachamim say, no, Achiyotzi is called a kiss. Until the entire, you use all the money, you don't violate Me'ilah. And the way we explained that yesterday, the Gemara says that the, according to Rabbi Akiva, it means, do you violate a Isser Mi'ila Besafik? Isser Mi'ila Besafik by the first ones, and the end is Vadai. That was the Rabbi Akiva Shita, and the Gemara explained that the Chachamim hold that no, by all of them, until you get to the last one, you're not even Moel Besafik, and by the Achrona, by the last one, you're Moel Bevadai. That was the Machlokas. But then the Mishnah quotes a Modim line. Mode Rabbi Akiva Lachachamim. Rabbi Akiva would agree to the Chachamim in a case where a person says, Pruta min kis ze hektish. Right? Instead of saying, there is a pruta in here, you take there is a pruta from here. Right? So there's a difference between the two. In that case, Rabbi Akiva agrees that you're not going to violate Me'ilah until you take all of them. Until you take all of them. Right? That's the mode Rabbi Akiva Chachamim, Bomer pruta min kis ze hektish, shema motzi, hu motzi velach, acha motzi es kol hakis. Right? And until you motzi the entire kis. So the question Rabbi Shlokesh asked Rabbi Yochanan is, what's the difference in the cases? Sounds pretty similar. Right? If you, a kiss in here, a kiss from here, right? What exactly is the difference? That was question number one. Question number two, which we did answer, but we're going to get back to by the Shev today, so let's just review it. The question number two that was asked is, well, Rabbi Shlokesh said, even if you take out all the money, you shouldn't violate Me'ilah. Why? Just like in our Mishnah of Halokeach Yayin Mi Ben Akusim, in our Mishnah, what happens if eventually, remember Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon's Chshash, what if the barrel breaks? What if the wineskin breaks? So then we say, uh-oh, the wineskin breaks, so the Truma never, the Afar Shetumas Abaisos never took place, so therefore the whole thing is ruined. And you go back and you say as if the Hafrash never took place and you were eating Tevel. And that's a problem. So if the designation never takes place, then we undo everything and what you were eating was Tevel. So Reish Lakish says, why don't you say the same thing in our money case, the coins by the Me'ilah? If you never designate which coin is going to be the Hektish one, then you should say the designation never took place and therefore Me'ilah, everything goes back to what it was, which means everything is chulin. It happens to be that in our case of a lokeach yayin, it goes back to a state of a problem. Everything was tevel, and in that case, it would be everything goes back to what it was, and therefore everything is chulin, right? So therefore, there's no problem. But that's Reish Lakish's question. So this was, you actually need the designation. And if the designation never happens, then you should go back to what you were beforehand, right? Just like in our case, tevel, so too, in the pruta case, chulin. So we answered that question, right? That question was answered by saying, no, wait a minute. By the case of Tevel, you're right. Because of Breira, we're not designating until the future. So if we're not designating, nothing was designated yet. There's no Tremisus. We say, it's going to be the Hafrasha that I do, then we'll see the roots of it and we'll use Breira to get it back in time. But it's in the future. That's why if the designation never takes place, so then we say it never happened. And you go back to what it was beforehand. But by the money case, by Me'ilah, the Mishnah in Me'ilah, so there it was designated right away. I said, there is a coin in here that is hektish, right? Nothing's happening in the future, right? So you don't need the actual hafrasha to take place, it already happened right now. That was the last line of the Gemara. Again, let's read it. Ela kan talui behafrasha. Right, that was the whole line. That whole answer is kan talui behafrasha. By the case of the wine, you actually need the hafrasha to have the zman of the chalos. Masha'in kein, in our case, it's right away, there is no chalos, right? You've made it hektish right away, and therefore, even if you don't know where the hektish is, still it's going to be designated. So therefore, there's still going to be me'ila if you use all of them, or even if you use one of them according to Rabbi Akiva. So that is the difference between the two. Again, there are other ways to read the Gemara, but that's how we read it. Good. Says the Gemara. Hektish itself, it's easy to make something hektish. By the way, just like we said, even though hektish is somewhat like a kinyan, which Beis Hashem will get back to in a few minutes, but like a hafrasha, so too hektish. Hektish is a designation. So there you don't need a physical act. That's the Mishnah in Maseches Kiddushin. Amirasa legavoa kimisirasa lehedyon. To be makdish something is very easy, right? Just saying it goes to the Beis Hamikdash kimisirasa lehedyon. And there's a question amongst the Achronim. Again, the roots are in the Rishonim. What exactly does that mean? Does that mean that being makdish something doesn't need a kinyan? Or the Amira functions as a Kinyan? So that's a question. Is it subject? Is Amira Salagavoa subject to the same rules as Kinyanim, just without a Maisa? Or is it subject to totally different rules, and therefore you would say it's not even a Kinyan? The beautiful comment of the Yerushalmi there in Kiddushin, where the Yerushalmi says Amira Salagavoa is based on Kinyan Chatzer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because really everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaShemayim Shemayim Lashem. So it's very natural and easy to put something Rishas Hektish, because that's where it, so to speak, is the natural state of everything in the world. Okay, so that's in terms of that. So that answers the second question. But now the Gemara says, let's go back to the first question. The first question of Rish Lakish was, how do you understand the Mishnah? How do you understand the Mishnah in Mi'ila, the Seifa of the Mishnah, where the Seifa says, Rabbi Akiva admits to the Chachamim in a case of Pruta Min Kis Ze Hektish. A pruta from this kiss is hektish. Shehu motzi v'holech at shemotzi kol hakiss. That he can just take out until he's motzi the whole, all the money. So why does Rabbi Akiva admit there? And there's no suffik. There's no suffik mi'ila. There's no ashem talui. Right? That was the Tosefta. The Ma'ara Fulda quoted the Tosefta of that's what Rabbi Akiva means. Our Gemara said you're more of a suffik, but the Tosefta said beferish that you bring an asham tali, which again is a machlokas tanaim, whether you bring an asham tali on suffik ashamos, suffik averis, that you would have been chayav a carbon asham had you did it bevadai, or you chayav a carbon, you would have been chayav a carbon chatas if you did it bevadai, then you for sure bring an asham tali. That's the din daraisa. What happens if you did a suffik asham? Asham gizelos, right? The case of Shvuas Hapikadon, Asham Ilos, right? Mila, those that you would chayv an Asham for if you did a Bavade, are you chayv an Asham Tali? Good. So, Rabbi Yona, answer to the second question, Kan v'kan, add in a word according to the Gra, Ein Tali b'hafrasha. No, here, it's not Tali on the Hafrasha. Either way, it's not totally on the later Afrasha. So if it's not on the later Afrasha, so why does Rabbi Akiva say that in the Seifa you're not Chayef at all until you take out all of them? Na'aseh, right? If you say the Seifa where he says from the kiss, it's as if this is how we interpret his words. Na'aseh ka'omer al yetzei hakis hazeh al yidei pruta hektish. There's the money in this kiss, in this purse, shouldn't be all chulin. Meaning, before you finish taking all the money out, there should be a pruta of hektish in there. Which basically means the last one. Right, the last one. See the Ma'ara Fulda. V'halishna mashma ba'achrona. Tahaki mashma. Eino yotze akis hazeh. Right, u'mashma ba'achrona. Chulin shouldn't go out of this kiss until the last drop. Right, the last drop, you know, is going to be, at least the last drop is going to be hektish. Look at the Gra. Hainu. Shenasa komar yetze akis hazeh midei prutos hektish. V'lefichach. Call a kiss have chulin ad achrona. The whole kiss, the whole purse is chulin until you get to the last one. The achrona have hektish af shalo efrisha, and the last one is hektish even if you are mafresh it. So we reinterpret his words in that way. The mafreshim point out that the Gemara in Mi'ila itself says that's what he actually said. Right, Sha'amar, that he said that, beferish. So the Gemara, the Bavli, does not seem to think that we interpret his words that way, only if he actually says it. actually says it, but this is how the Yerushalmi understands. The Isra Me'ila that we ended off yesterday, that maybe we'll go through this a little bit today, the Isra Me'ila is a fascinating one in that we don't even know the Makar in the Torah exactly. The Rambam has his suggestion, as we saw, based on the pasuk of Lo Sucha Lecha B'Sharecha. The Rashi has a different pshat of what the Makar is. But what about the nature of the Isser? So Reb Chaim Alevi in the Gracha Laramba, Menuchas Me'ila, talks about this in the context of the halacha of a worker being allowed to eat in the field. Right? We know there's an Isser of muzzling one's animal, but also there's a halacha of not muzzling your workers, so to speak, allowing your workers to work. The Rambam talks about that both in the context of workers, but also in the context of Me'ilah, where in Parakhes Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Hapolim Sheim Osim Behektish, workers that are working in a hektish field, Aval Bishabaskim Ma Mizonos, Lo Yochu Migrogar Shalaktish, they're not allowed to eat the fruit there, even though if I'm working with fruits and apples and pears, I'm allowed to eat from the apples and the pears somewhat. I'm not allowed to take home for my family to put it in my knapsack, but I'm allowed to eat on the field. But if it's hektish fruit, I'm not allowed to eat it. I'm not allowed to eat it, the hektish fruit. So in that context, the Reb Chaim says 2 points. Number one, a chiddush about that halacha, and then getting into Me'ilah. V'nira Lomar says Reb Chaim, Dine afagav, dechose v'nechzom shavim midinayu, even though we could compare the concept of muzzling animals and the concept of muzzling people, become makam hari chalukin bigra chiyuvam. There's really they're fundamentally separate. De poel ikir chiyuvam mikri davar shebemamon. Why is a worker allowed to eat from my fruit in the field? Because that's a monetary privilege that the Torah gives him. Mikri davar shebemamon vizchus. V'yafa gav de mishal shemaim wochel. Even though it's a din to araisa that he's allowed to eat, tainu to einlo his chayvus al balabayas. He doesn't have a shibud on the balabayas. Kita amar big gemara, hani milin yilitin lishobanav. Avol mia diyishlo rishus lecho v'zeh havi din schus mamon. It's a schus mamon. It's not an iser of muzzling by the human. Right, it's a schus mamon. Where do you see that? He says the gemara Sanhedrin daf nun zayin and the Rambam that a ben Noach Eitzel ben Noach is ochel. Even if you have a goy in a goy's field, he's able to, right, eat from the field. What do you mean? V'im name adalav yirak mitzvah alabayis. If this is a mitzvah slash isser, if you don't do it, imke me'echitesi, you know, exos ben Noach. Why should it apply to goyim? To b'nei Noach. Right, this is not one of the shorah mitzvahs b'nei Noach. But if it's din mamon, then it's part of dinim. The im neima de law of yirak mitzvah of alabayis and get mehechad as yinog zos ben noach elavadei david din mamon v'lahachi hu shenoi b'ben noach tarhiu b'chlal dinim v'gezel. That's regarding human beings eating achein b'shor, but regarding the animal, regarding lo sachsom shor b'disho hari lo havi hach lo sachsom rak iser lav v'lo din mamon. That's a mitzvah versus iser. That's not a privilege, the right that the animal has. Ukedachazinan, it even applies to your own animal. So your own animal, so what does that have to do with monetary rights? Ubehemis atzmo lo shayach din mamon lahabehima shel alabaylim. V'chein chazinan also do a ben Noach is not musar al chasimas behema. The Gemara says b'mitzia dafsadi anochri adash beparazo shachavero in over mishal baltachsom. So it must be for the animals the isra chasima lo havirak isura alabaylim v'yakin lo shayach zos gabe ben Noach. So that's the context that Reb Chaim is talking about, a fundamental difference between the isra of chasima when it comes to an animal and the mitzvah of the human being able to eat some of the fruit. So in that context, Reb Chaim asks, he quotes Tosis as Kasha. Tosis asks, why do you need, the Gemara quotes a separate pasuk in that context to say that the worker is not allowed, this halacha of the Rambam, that the worker is not allowed to eat in the hektish field. Lama lanu kra de reacha lemute hektish. Right, you're allowed to eat bekamas reacha. The Gemara says, reacha excluding hektish. What do you mean? There's an Isser Me'ilah. There's an Isser Me'ilah. So why is it that we need a separate pasuk to teach me that Me'ilah is Asr? You don't have a separate pasuk, says Tosfos, to teach me that if it is a Nazir, a worker Nazir in the field, that he's not allowed to eat the grapes. There's no separate pasuk about that. So I need a separate pasuk by Me'ilah and not a separate pasuk by the grapes. So to answer that, Reb Chaim comes up with this fundamental yesod regarding Me'ilah. V'yalkei nira lomar. De'be'emes lo shayach lemelef klal shari sur migezel. Really, you can't learn just because a person is allowed to eat, the worker is allowed to eat in the field, you really you shouldn't need, require a makor for any other Yisurim. You can't violate Shabbos while you're eating. You can't, if you're a Nazir, you can't drink wine. Almost all Yisurim. You don't need a pasuk to teach me. Because what's mutter? The Torah says it's not gezel, right? It's a monetary right, right, by the human being. It is a mitzvah by the animal, as Reb Chaim just said. So you wouldn't think that there's any other Yisurim that have become mutter. Milvad Yisurim b'mona lo yafinan, besides that principle, ela de bepoa lo de hutar iser gezel, ela de kiim de al yidei, and not even that the iser of gezel is matered, but like we explained, it's a zchus mamon. Ela de al yidei zed de tira torah bepoa lechol bekamas chaveiro, memele in za gezel klau. The Torah is teaching me that it's not stealing. It's a monetary right that I have in this money. Mashenki ben nazir ma'isur sheni chutz v'choma v'shar isurim tahareihen be'isura, and all those isurim still apply. Ike mehechitesi ye mutter b'pol v'aser lo v'lotzrach kor lemutei klal. You don't need a pasuk for any of the other isurim. Ah, what about hektish? Ah, says Reb Chaim, at root hektish me'ila is an iser gezel. That's the chiddush of Reb Chaim. So if it's an iser gezel, so then you might have thought that just like Gezel Hedyot is mutter, based on the allowance of the worker to eat in the field, so maybe I would have thought Gezel Shemayim is also mutter. V'adizr kolam re'echa l'mutei hektish, neradu mishum da hakisura de mi'ila, darshina be mi'ila, kisim amal, ein mal ela shinui, de mevuar bezeh, de kol yisod isr mi'ila, umishum din Gezel Hektish. V'chein muchach, says Reb Chaim, is also a raya from the Mishnah Me'ilah that says the shear of a pruta, the shear is a pruta, and sireif es ha-me'ilah lizman meruba. You could have a lot of time in between. V'achilas v'achilas chaverim mitzdarfin. Asher kol zehu mishim de din gezel bay. If me and my friend, it could combine. U'lahachi u'de mitzdarif b'chol gavni. The shear of a pruta getting gezel. Ulafize Yeshlomer, and that's why, getting back to Tosis is Kashadel. Did before the Nin Eloah Torah Rishus Lechol, the Yeshlos Chus Achila, it became a Mela, the Inkan Meila Klau, Kiva Dizbechiaso Kachel, Umufka Gami Gezel Hektish, Kamomi Gezel Hezel. I would have thought it's not in the world of Gezel, by its Sorach Leos, the Gamba Hektish Noeg, Din Heter Poel, Kamoba Hedyot, Vialzehu Deba, Kra de Recha, Lim Ute Hektish. That's why, we need the pasuk to answer to this is kasha. Asher kol zeh lo shachrak behektish. This is only shach behektish. The isurei domer lo din mamon bazeh. Right, only it's similar to mamon, but only there yesh lomar gabeda. This was pol yemaf mifka isura debay. Abashenki benazir ma'aser sheni that have nothing to do with gazel. Those are just separate isurim. So then, for sure, that would not be. There's no havamina to matter those isurim. Good. That's Reb Chaim. Reb Yosef Engel, a contemporary of Reb Chaim, also discusses similarly in Asvin D'Oraisa, all towards the beginning. In Klal Gimel, he also talks about this this discussion, but he talks about it, he has the Chakir, and he goes through Raya's Lakan Lakan, as he always has. The Guf Isser Me'ila Yeshalis topic, says Reb Yosef Engel. Again, all the Akronim say it in their own lingo, their own language. Babas Yezel's topic, who mi pas iser gezel, she gozel asagavoa, o mi pas bizoyon hakdusha. Is it a bizoyon of hektish? Bizoyon. You might say it as two dinim. Remember we mentioned the Tosas yesterday. There's mi'ila of hotza'ah and the mi'ila of hana'ah. Hotza'ah might be related to gezel, like Reb Chaim said, and hana'ah might be related to bizoyon hektish, right? You might be a b'chalik and say there are two aspects. Sometimes you'll have one without the other. Sometimes we'll have, we mentioned, I think in passing yesterday, right, the Gemara says, Ein moel achar moel, ela, by klisharis, right, by a carbon and a klish kachi aguf and a klisharis. Sometimes you have something that doesn't leave. Most of the time, mi'ila is mi'ila potsa. It leaves the rishus of hektish, that's part of the iser. But, if you have mi'ila that where the item does not leave, maybe that's only a mi'ila of bizayon, right? It's not a mi'ila of hotza. So that's the Yosef Engel in the Asa D'Oraisa, and again he quotes many rayas in various ways. And he also quotes the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach did. Inema the iser hektish mitam gezel hayarayshe noach iser hektish gam ba'akum. If it's gezel, then it should apply to non-Jews too, because one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. Shari Gezel hu ach b'Sheva Mitzvahs Bei Noach. V'yim kein yishlevi rayim. He said, the Eidus are actually mitam Gezel. If they're not subject to Me'ilah, so then maybe that would prove that it is not Gezel. That's his, way to look at it. Okay, that's relating to Cheshmas. Let's continue now, where we're up to. Mikhlav Ashi Dasi Derev Shimon Ben Lakish. Says the Gemara, Reish Lakish seems to have a problem. Why? Because we just reviewed. Reish Lakish's second question to Rabbi Yochanan that we already answered. But let's review that because the Gemara is going to say it seems to be a different mentality. His question was, we compare. Remember, if you say that if Bekiyas Hanod, if the barrel breaks, if the wineskin breaks, then if you don't actually have the designation, the whole thing falls apart and you would be drinking Tevel. So too, in our case, if you never designate the Pruta by Mi'ila, so the whole thing should go back to the way it was, and then it should all be Chulin. So Reish Lakish says, if you don't have the actual designation, the whole thing goes back to what it was. But one second. Mechla Vashidah Sidur Abshim Ben Lakish, Tamanu Omer, because if you look in Mi'ila, if you look in Mi'ila on Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara there talks about Nisuch HaMayim. You need 3 lug of wine, of water, to pour on the Mizbeach on Sukkos. Every day in the Beis HaMikdash they poured wine. The wine libations. For a week, they poured water. On Sukkos, you have the special avoda of Nisuch HaMayim. Is it a halakha Moshe B'Sinai? Is it alluded to in the extra Mem Yud Mem in Parshas Pinchas? That's a discussion in the beginning of Maseches Tainus. But in that sugya, what happens if you used a big kli? You filled up the water in a kli that's more than 3 lug. So the assumption of the Gemara there is that there's 3 lug of water in here. And as long as you use a more than the 3 lug of water, so that then you for sure you violated the Isra Me'ila. So Tamanu Omer, there Reish Lakish says, Mal and Beprut Lefi Cheshbo Shloshes Lukin. There you're going to violate Me'ila by using a certain amount, even though you never designated it. There's 3 lug in here, so you should have thought that he says if there was no designation ever done, so then it goes back to what it was beforehand. So should it be, seems to be like he has a different mentality that he had in his question. So the Gemara answers, I'm sorry, that's more of the question. And here he says this, that if you don't have the designation, it goes back. Answer, once he asked the question to Rabbi Yochanan, and the Gemara gave the answer, Chazar Pashti, he was closer both. He was closer, but he accepted the answer that was given at the end of yesterday's daf, and therefore, even if a designation does not take place, he assumes that there is still a status. It's just not mavur yet, and it doesn't go back to what it actually was. I think I heard B'Shem Rav Gifter many years ago. I think it was Rav Gifter or another Rashi. I think it was Rav Gifter, who says, interesting, why water? Sukkos, Nisuch HaMayim is so glamorous. Pouring wine, that's glamorous. That's something fancy. But water, water is just water. I'll just take water. You don't even have to pay for water often. Right? You go to a restaurant. I'll just take a bottle. I'll just take a pitcher of water. Right? They give that to us, right? So why is that? Why is water such an avoda? So the mashal. Sometimes if you interview people, you hear people who were interviewed after a natural disaster, they lost everything. They're like, I'm just happy to be alive. I'm just happy to get through with mistapik b'muat a little bit. So after we just went through the Yom Ha'Naraim and we just had everything on the line. No, we could even be happy with water. Nisuch HaMayim. We could even just be happy with water. We don't need even fancy wine. Just the water is good enough. Okay. Getting back to the topic of the first Mishnah in the Perek. Perek HaMazmin, which we started way back a couple of days ago, back on Daf Samachay. The issue of being mafrish is right before Shabbos. What do you do before Shabbos, on Shabbos? So what is the root of the Isser? Is the Isser doing something on Shabbos, the Maisa Hafrasha, or is it just the Chalos Hafrasha? That's what the Gemara talks about here. Amar Bisapar Lazar. The Mafreshim wonder why the Gemara here didn't quote the Mishnah earlier in the Perek. Interesting. Didn't relate to that. Maybe that's because that's Demai and this is Tevel. Okay. Omer Yisrael ben Elazar. Adam Omeid Me'erev Shabbos. Somebody can send an Erev Shabbos. Omer. Harezu Truma Lamachar. Right? So let's say somebody's running out of time. They could say, this is going to be Truma. They could designate it. And they could point to it. But I'm not going to actually physically remove it until tomorrow. A person could say, Adam Omeid Me'erev Shabbos. Omer Harezu Truma Lamachar. This is Truma tomorrow. The Ein Adam Omeid B'Shabbos, right, adding in that word, but a person can't on Shabbos stand there and say, V'omer Harizu Truma L'Bachar, that this, I'm going to make this Truma tomorrow. Meaning, the problem, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Elazar, is the Maisa Hafrasha, the designation itself, not the Chalos, not the effect, when it's going to kick in. Right, the Maisa. So therefore, if you do it in Erev Shabbos, you're okay. If you do it on Shabbos, you're not okay. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Bun, Ein Adam Omeid Be'Erev Shabbos V'Omer Eizu Truma L'Machar. A person cannot stand on Erev Shabbos and make Truma L'Machar, because it's the Chalos that's the problem. The Chalos Hafrasha is the Here's the problem. That's the machlokas. Rabbi Yisrael ben Elazar and Rabbi Yossi Barbun. Interesting. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a somewhat of a well-known tshuva in the world of this sugya, and that is in Siman Kuf Nun Tes. He discusses what about kinyanim b'Shabbos. We know the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Beitza you can't have kinyanim on Shabbos. Right? There's an isser gzeira mishum mekach u'memkar. Right? It's the 2 days in the Rashi in Beitza in the Bavli Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara says there mekach u'memkar is the reason you can't be marich and machrim and kinyanim. And Rashi says there, Dele mekach u'memchar damu, by hektish, you can't be makdash on Shabbos, because it's similar to mekach u'memkar, shemotzi me reshuso l'reshuso. Hektish, u'mekach u'memkar asar min amikra, dechsiv, why is mekach u'memkar, why is business deals asar on Shabbos? So either Rashi quotes a pasuk in Yeshayahu, nun ches, mimso chefsecha v'davar davar, that's the parak where all of the sources of the Shabbos covered an oneg, shayon nun ches, number one, inami mekach u'memkar asi li dechsiva, or mekach u'memkar is asar because shema yavo lichtov, shtori mechira, right, and therefore, says the 2 days in the Rashi of Maseches Beitza. So, Asher B'Kiveger, what if you have the Maisa Kinyan before Shabbos and the Chalos Kinyan on Shabbos? Many Halacha L'Maisa questions, what about a certain type of, putting a bid in on the internet and the Chalos only kicks in the next day on Shabbos? What about when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos and we sell the Chametz on Friday? Right? Could we say that the Chalos will kick in the next day? This comes up in many different halacha contexts. So this Gemara seems to relate to it. The Ar Sameach in Hilchas Shabbos, Chaf Gimel Yud Beis, he has a whole discussion of this about Kinyanim on Shabbos. He quotes Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and he wonders, the first source that he quotes, the Ar Sameach, is this Yerushalmi. Is this Yerushalmi? He says, this Yerushalmi seems to be about it, whether it's the Maisa or the Chalos, Hafrasha, comparing, assuming that you can compare, Hafrasha of Shuvas and Maisros and Kinyanim. They're both Isurei, right, the Rabbanan on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Masnisa pliga al Rabbi Yossi Barbun. The Mishnah in Tvul Yom, in the fourth parak, argues on Rabbi Yossi Barbun. Rabbi Yossi Barbun was the second opinion that says that you can't sell an Erev Shabbos, even just having a chalos on Shabbos is a problem. Why? The Mishnah says as follows, logit shu Tvul Yom. Somebody has a wooden pitcher. The wooden pitcher became tameh. So you dunked it in the mikvah, and now you're waiting. It's a tful yom, you're waiting for sunset, right? The concept of a tful yom doesn't only apply to people, it also applies to kalim. So if you're waiting for this kli, you're waiting for sunset, so login shu tful yom, umil uhu minachav, it's meiser tevel, and you fill this barrel, this pitcher, with meiser rishon liquid. Maaser Rishon liquid. So what you want to do, it's Erev Shabbos. And what you want to do is you want to be able to use this on Shabbos. Or you want to designate this. But what's that? You want to designate this. But if you designate it now, what do you want to designate? Yeah, Maaser Rishon. You want to designate it as Trumas Maaser inside. But Truma becomes Tamei from its full Yom. Right? But the first Daf in Shas, that's a night. Right away, a full Yom is okay with Maaser Sheni. But Tfuyom cannot eat Truma yet. So it's going to make Truma Tame. So here, what are you going to do? You want to make it into Truma Spicer, but you can't make it into Truma Spicer on Shabbos. So what do you want to do? So a person says, Im Amar, so you filled it up, you have the Spicer Rishon, you want to make it Truma Spicer. So Im Amar, Hari, is it Truma Spicer? The Gra, as in, look at the Gra's Girsa, Im Amar, is it Truma Spicer? Misha Techshach. If somebody says, I hereby want this Meiser Rishon to be designated as Truma Spicer once it gets dark, meaning on Shabbos, after, right, the Harif Shemesh, then, Harezu Shuma, it works. It's Shuma, or Harezu Shuma's Meiser. It's Shuma's Meiser, right, when Shabbos kicks in. So what do you see from there already? That you could say something on Erev Shabbos that's going to be, the Chalos is going to kick it on Shabbos, and it's okay, right? That's against Rabbi Yossi Barbun, against the second Shita. The Im Amar Harezu Erev, and once we're here, the Mishnah says also, but if you also want to say, well, I want to make it Shuma's Meiser, and I also want to use it as my Erev Tchum, that's a problem. Because an Erev Tchum has to be said before Shabbos. So here's Bimanavshach. If you want it to be Shuma's Meiser, which can only be said after Shabbos, then you can't use it as your Erev Tchumen to set aside at the end of the Tchum. So either way, you're going to be stuck. You wouldn't be able to do both. So this Mishnah seems to be against Rabbi Yossi Barbun. Answer, Pater Le Lusha Avar. Meaning, oh, this is only B'di Evan. Rabbi Yezmer says you shouldn't do a lechatchila. B'di'evet, he would assume it works. The chalos works on Shabbos, but you shouldn't do it. It's only b'di'evet. Says the Gemara of Atari Rabbi Chiya, Omer is the chameimar l'shavar. Rabbi Chiya's girsa is that Omer, this is what you should say if you need to do this Chumas Meiser on Shabbos. Answer Chazar Bey. Okay, he was closer, but you're right, Rabbi Yezmer doesn't answer. So the maskana of the Gemara seems to be, and this is what the Ar Samach there says, the maskana of the Gemara seems to be that it's okay to have a chalos on Shabbos. Right, it's okay. As long as you do the ma'isa beforehand, it's okay to have the chalos on Shabbos. Tchumin is a fascinating discussion. We know tchumin is a machlokas tanoim, whether tchumin is daraisa or derabanan. Well, that's about 2,000 amos. What about larger? What about 3 parsa? A parsa is 4 mil, and a mil is 2,000 amos. 1 mil is 2,000 amos. 4 mil, right, is 8,000 amos. Right, 8,000 amos. A parsa is 4 mil, 8,000 amos. And 3 parsa, right, 24,000 mil is the tchum that the Rambam paskins. That's daraisa, even if we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. That tchumin of 2,000 amos is daraisa, but the 24,000 mil is is daraisa, and that's counted by the Rambam in Lo Sasation Chaf Aleph and by the Chinuch in Mitzvah Chaf Dalet, the Isser of Tchumen. Just 2 comments about the Isser of Tchumen, and then we'll just read the Mishnah, which is basically the same idea as the first Mishnah in the parak. First, the Rokeach. The Rokeach, one of the great Rishonim, the Rokeach in Siman Kuf Mem Ches, asks that it says in the Gemara, Shabbos Peivav, that the Torah was given on Shabbos, as we know, L'kuli Amah, Nitna Torah B'Shabbos. But 1 second, if you say that Yud Beis Mil is Daraisa, according to some Rishonim, so then how does the Gemara say on Da Peches, Tupla later in Shabbos, Shal Kol Dibur V'Dibur, Sheyatzvi V'Yakadosh Baruch Hu, Chazri Yisrael Acharem, Yud Beis Mil, right, because of every, after Anochi Shabbos Kecha, they flew back, 12 mil, but 1 second, they went outside of the Tchum. Especially if you say that they were Nitztava on Tchumin in Mara, even before this, they were already Mitzuvah. So how did Kadosh Baruch Hu do this? And there's also the question in the Chuvas Maharami Rutenberg, B'Shem Rabbi Shimshon ben Avraham. So, answers the Rokeach, here, Kuf Mem Ches, Sha'anane HaKavod, Shehikifu Osam, Hayu Kimechitzas B'nei Adam Avi Mechitza, Ukilu Lo Yatsu. They were surrounded by the Anane HaKavod. The Anane HaKavod, that made it like a Rishus HaYachid. Made it like a Rishus HaYachid. The Tosefa Shabbos deals with this, right, one of the classic Achronim on Shabbos deals with this Rokeach, but that's the Anane HaKavod. Then the Bihud in a Tshuva, in the Dorish Lezion, says maybe this is a Ketali on the Machlokas, Rabbi Kiv Rabbi Lezer, about Ananei HaKavod or Sukkos Mamash. Maybe it's totally on that. Fascinating. That's just one question in Machshava. There's another question in Halacha, and that is the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch asks, if you say, right, that the Din D'Oraisa is the larger, is 3 parsos, and the Din D'Rabbanan of Tchumen is 2,000 amos, what happens if you put an Erev at the end of 3 parsos? Does that work? Do we say, right, you're allowed to extend your tchum, do we say, Kiva, the Chas Chinuch says, and this is one of my classic questions that I always ask. He says, Chakir Ezum Mevez Kamapamim Bechiburenu. Right, it's one of his classic cases, Drabana is affecting Daraisas. Do we say that since Bidaraisa, it's a good Erev, past 2,000 amos, right, three parsa, since Midaraisa, you're allowed to put an Erev there, so it's an Erev there. And if you walk using that Erev, you don't get Malchus. Because Minat Torah is an Erev. Or do we say once the Rabbanan said that the Tchum is smaller, 2,000 Amos, then you can't put your Erev there. Right? That's the question. It's Ki'ilu, it's Ne'evado Nisraf Erev. Right? Because that's not his Malkam Shvisa. Okay, that's the Minchas Chinuch. Back. Mishnah. Mishnah says, this is just basically the same to what we had in the beginning of the parak. I have figs in my house of Tevel, which I'm going to want to eat on Shabbos. So what do? I'm not home. Omer, shteitenim she'ani asa lahafrish. Right, 2 figs that I'm going to be mafrish. That I'm going to be mafrish after Shabbos. Doesn't say the word lamachar here. After Shabbos, using brera. Harei, truma, asura meiser, tisha meiser sheni. We mentioned that it's rounded. Hayu demai, omer, mashan asa lahafrish lamachar. If it's demai, you can even mafrish it tomorrow on Shabbos. Harei u meiser, vishar meiser, asa machlo, zesha, sisi meiser, asa trumas meiser alav. U meiser sheni bitzvono, u bidroma mechulal al hamos. Okay, takes us through Demai. We're into the Ayins. We'll stop here.